Buddhist friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim on the topic of the mitzvah Vikidashto, to sanctify the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen. Today we're going to get into the Kohen Gadol. And we saw Yisodat Dvarim in the first two Shiurim. Baruch Hashem, we saw Neflaot Gedolot Mitorat Hashem. And we explained Pshat in the Rambam, Sochitis HaRambam, that the mitzvah is lahavdilo. The mitzvah is that for the Yisraelim, they must separate and thereby sanctify and make unique the Kohen Gadol. And the expression of this is, as the Rambam tells us in Halacha Beis, is by letting him go first and make the bracha first and eating first, etc. The mitzvah is lahavdilo, liyachado. That is tamsis, shevet tamsis, the essence of the essence of Vas Mahab Gelernt, what we have learned, Vesiyata Deshmaya, in the first two Shiurim, we continue on, based again on the Torah of Mori V'Rabi, Hamufla V'Hamuflag, Hagon HaGadol R'Rav Yitzchak Mann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Now we're going to bring a big rayav to this Yisod, from what it says in the Tosefta in Sanhedrin Perak Dalet Halacha Aleph, Shem Yesh Machloket, Bein Rabbanan V'Rabbi Yehuda, Im Yachol Kohen Gadol Limchol Al Kvodo, V'Lirchotz Im Acherim, is it mutter for the Kohen Gadol to be moichel on his kavod and to bathe with others? You know, this whole notion of a private shower and a private bathtub is a moderne shizach. We're used to it because we don't know any differently. Just like we've never lived without a telephone. But until quite recently in history, nobody had a telephone. Certainly not in their pockets. I remember that kufa very well, that nobody, cell phones didn't exist. And I'm not that old. Older than I've ever been, but not that old. So in the olden days, they used to have public bathhouses. So it's usur for the Kohen Gadol to bathe with others. The question is he allowed to be moichel on his kavod and bathe with others? And it's also not a shayla of bathing, what we call going to the mikvah, right? Today, the mikvahs are communal. Most people don't have their own private mikvah at home. So that's the shayla. According to the Rabbanan, Harishut biyado, he has the right to be moichel on his kavod and to bathe with others. Rabbi Yehuda cholek alav, kevan dichtiv vikidashto. Yehuda argues, and he says, no, it says vikidashto. He has no such right. The Meshech Chochma at the beginning of Parshas Emor, and this is expanded upon in the super duper magnum opus Be'er Miriam Chelek Aleph Perek Bet Alacha Gimel Ot Aleph Ayin Sham. So the Meshech Chochma explains the Machlokas that according to the rabbis, there is no special din Vikidashto by a Kohen Gadol in addition to the Vikidashto of a Kohen Hedyot. Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a special din vikidashto on a Kohen Gadol over that of a Kohen Hedyot. So, according to the rabbis, he can be mochel on his kavod if he wants, and he can bathe with others. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a special din of vikidashto of a Kohen Gadol over others. And therefore, he has no right to be mochel on his kavod and to bathe with others. Is there a special din of vikidashto by Kohen Gadol? Now, Rabbi Yehuda says there is, and the Rabbanim say that there is not. The lashon of the Meshech Chochma is v'im tishal madu pasak Rabbeinu Taman dim ratzal ochot simachim arshut biyado. Why does the Rambam paskin like the Rabbanan? Ze lav midi atu rabbanan pligia leid Rabbi Yehuda bach vikidashto baal korcho. Do the rabbis argue with Rabbi Yehuda vikidashto means baal korcho? Rak b'kohen gadol b'tosefet kedusha shenoagim bo. Sheze ino b'chlal vikidashto. So in other words, we normally force him to be holy, to be sanctified. In other words, we will separate him from his forbidden wives and the like. But here we're talking about Tosefes Kedusha. That's not included in Vikidashta. Rak nidrash v'akohen agadol me'echav. V'yeter hafrasha. Al zeh savru she'yachol emchol. So this added Kedusha, he could be moichel on. In other words, no special din of Vikidashta by Kohen Gadol. There's just added Kedusha, and he could be moichel on that. But on what he's, what in the areas where a Kohen Hedyot, even the rabbis will say, says the Meshech Chachma, that in the areas where he's equal to a Kohen Hedyot, that he can't be mochel on. Can't be mochel on the Kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds, the gam b'mashe Kohen gadol kadosh yoter mekohen Hedyot lo matzim mochel al kedushato. Afilo chotzin Kohenim Hedyotim eino rasha'i. V'nerad Rabbi Yehuda savar di alfine kedushat Kohen gadol mekedushat Kohen Hedyot. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there is a special din of the Kiddushto, and he can't be mochel on that. Aval yiduim divrei Aran beperek dalet b'mesechet Megillah shekatav sheikar v'kiddushto hu al kohen gadol b'yachas lekohanim acherim ela d'minei alfinan t'kohen ediot nami ra'ui sheyeh mekudash m'Yisrael. So there's a famous chiddush of the Ran in the fourth parak of Megillah, page Yadalid, Midape Harif, who writes that the Iker Vikidashto is vis-a-vis the Kohen Gadol in relationship to other Kohanim. And from that we learn that a Kohen Hedyot also is Mekudash. In other words, he holds Vikidashto is talking about the Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Hedyot is derived from there. See there in the Ran and the Sefer Bereshit and Harios Yud Beis Amud Beis Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Reis Samech Tes Cheshek Shlomo in Adarim Samech Beis Amud Aleph Ve'od Ve'od Vine Ledat Ran. So according to the Ran, that Vikidashto was said about a Kohen Gadol, and from there we learn about a Kohen Hedyot. From this we see that there's no special Chiyuv of Kavod that was said by a Kohen Gadol. Because if there was, then how is it shayich to a Kohen Hedyot? Ubifrat, that Meikar Hadin, that there's a different din covered to a Kohen Gadol, like we see in the Rambam, Be'arichus, and Perikei Mehilchos Klei Mikdosh. So how can you say that there's a din covered of Kohen Gadol, and there's that extends to a Kohen Hedyot? A completely different din by a Kohen Gadol. As Ma Kesher, how does that connect to a Kohen Hedyot? And yet he says it does. So we see from this, V'war shevikidashto eino din shel chiyuv kavod. Vikidashto isn't a din of chiyuv kavod. Rather, it's a chiyuv havdola al yidei Yisrael. And in that Chiyuv Havdalah, if there's a Chiyuv Havdalah of a Kohen Gadol from other Kohanim, because he's Muvdal, he's separate from them, because he's Kohen Gadol, and it was said in the Mitzvah Esseh of Kiddushto that the Chiyuv of them being Muvdalim obligates that the Jewish people, the Yisraelim, should separate them. So too, with respect to their separation from the Levim, there is a chiyuv of Havdalah on Bnei Yisrael. And therefore it's one din and one mitzvah that there's a chiyuv to be mavdil the Kohen Gadol mishara Kohanim. Who is obligated in this obligation? Yisraelim, non-Kohanim. And so too, in other words, that applies to separating the Kohen Gadol from the other Kohanim. And that similarly applies to separating, as we discussed in the previous shiur, separating the Kohanim from the Levim. It's the same mitzvah. So this is the defined, this is mugdar as a chiyuv havdola. There is an obligation to separate. So you have to separate the Kohen Gadol from other Kohanim, and you have to separate Kohanim in general from the Levim. But it's the same gather. What you do for the Kohen Gadol vis-a-vis the other Kohanim, which is the Kohanim vis-a-vis the Levim, that you separate them to show that they're special. And that is like our Hagdara. This isn't a Chiyuv Kavod, because if it's a Chiyuv Kavod, so Kohen Gadol has different strictures, different laws of Kavod than a Kohen Hedja. So how do you derive Kohen Hedja from Kohen Gadol? It's a different parasha. So the answer is that no, it's a Chiyuv Havdalah. And how's this Havdalah expressed? This is Mechayiv Kavod. That's the Vikidashto, that's the practical expression. But B'Yisodo, it's a Chiyuv Kavod. אכן, גם אם נאמר כדעת הרן, וכבר תמהו מאוד בדבריו, שהרי וקידשתו על כהן הדיוט הוא שנאמר בפסוק, עיין בספר באר שבע, ובספר הורה גבר להוריות דף י' ב' עמוד ב', ובמנחת חינוך, במצווה רי סמך ת', ועוד ועוד. ובכל זאת, ישנן שיטות, כבר בדברי ריבת הוספתא בראשונים שהובאו בספרים, שהזכרתי שיש דין וקידשתו על הנהגה מיוחדת עם כהן גדול אף פי שהפסוק על כהן הדיוט נאמר. So even if we don't say like the Ran that the Iker mitzvah וקידשתו is on the Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot is derived from a Kohen Gadol, even if we don't say like the Ran, and Taka the Ran is Shver, as is noted by the Achronim, by the Be'er Sheva, the Horogever, and Horiyosid Bezin, Bezin, Chibnechas Chinuch, Reis Samach Tes, and others. Because look at the Pasuk, from crying out loud. The Pasuk, the Kidashto, in the context, is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So how can the Ran, we ask, be Mechadesh? Then I know the Pasuk's talking about the Kohen Gadol. That's not what the Pasuk's talking about. So even if you don't say like the Ran, nevertheless, there are Shitas. As we see in the Re and the Tosefta, that the Re holds in the Tosefta that a Kohen Gadol can't be mochel on his kavod of rechitza because he has a special din v'kidashto. So there are shitas that there's a din v'kidashto on a special anhaga with the Kohen Gadol, even though the pasuk is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. So we see from this שעיקר הדין הוא לקיים את הבדלת הכהנים לפי מדרגתם שהיא גדולה משאר בני לוי וכיוון דסביר עלי לרי שישנה הבדלה גם בין כהן גדול לכהן אדיוט הרי ממילא מתחייבת מצוות הבדלה מיוחדת אליו. So we see that the עיקר דין is to be מקיים the הבדלת הכהנים the Fim Majre Gosam, which is greater than the Bnei Levi. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a special Havdalah of Kohanim Gedolim vis-a-vis Kohanim Hediotim, so Memela it's Mischayev that there's a special mitzvah of Havdalah, a special way of relating to the Kohen Gadol, different than the Kohen Hedyot, because he is a special Madrega. In other words, regular Kohanim have a special Madrega vis-a-vis the other Levim, and that's Mechayev a certain Hanhaga, and the Kohen Gadol has a special Madrega vis-a-vis the Kohen Hedyot, and that's Mechayev a special Hanhaga. But that's all in the same category of Havdalah, that the Kohen Gadol has to be Muvdol Mishar Kohanim, and the Kohanim are Muvdolim Misha'ar Levim, and again, that's the way the Rambam was magdir the mitzvah, that they're separate, they're unique, they're set aside. And what are the rabbis who argue, the rabbis who say that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be mochel on his covered of rechitza? How do they hold? So it could be that they hold that the din Kohen Gadol isn't a din Havdalah, it's a din Maila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a din Havdalah and he has to be, we have to separate him and therefore he can't be mochel on that covered. Because that's part of his being separate. And that's part of a kiddushto. He has no right to be mochel on that. And the rabbis hold that it's a mile of his, that we're supposed to elevate him like that. He's an elevated person, so therefore he doesn't bathe with others. In other words, the din Kohen Gadol is not a din Havdalah. When it comes to the other Kohanim vis-a-vis the Levim, that's a din Havdalah. When it comes to the Kohen Hediyah, Kohen Gadol, it's not a din Havdalah, it's a din Maila. So the Havdalah of Ikidashto, he can't be Mochalan. That's Baal Korcho, like we saw in the Gemara. But that special Maila that the Kohen Gadol has over other Kohanim, that it could be Mochalan, and that's not subsumed under the rubric of a kiddushto. Ba'akopanim b'yisod advarim, Kohanim are supposed to be muvdalim, however you learn pshat in Kohen Gadol, but Kohanim are supposed to be muvdalim from, and we're mavdil, it's a din on the Yisrael, to be mavdil them, which is mechayiv a certain hanhaga. And that's the mitzvah of Ikidashta, to separate them, to make them unique and special, and this is expressed in letting them go first and take the food first, etc. And now we can explain Lulei de Mistafina, what it says in Tosfos in Chulin 87a, Dibor Maschil V'Chivu, and in the Rush over there, and in the Tour in Yerudea, Sof Simon Chavches, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chizkia, Ayin Sham, Uva Mashi Katab Al Zeh B'Beit Yosef, Shemisha Amad, Lekro Rishon B'Torah, B'Makom Kohen, Eino Chayav L'Shalem L'Asara Zuvim, Al Shenatal Mimeno Et HaMitzvah, Mishim Dehad D'Darshinan B'Nedarim, סמך ב' וקידשתו לכל דבר שבקדושה פתוח ראשון וכולי אסמכתה היא. So let's say who's supposed to get Kohen? The Kohen. Kohen gets the first Aliyah. Let's say Yisrael comes and he chaps a rein. He grabs away that first Aliyah from the Kohen. Does he have to pay him the Asara Zehuvim? That's normally what you have to pay when you snatch a mitzvah from somebody. You have to pay them 10 gold pieces. So does he have to pay the 10 gold pieces? Or does he not have to pay the 10 gold pieces? That's the Shaila. So says Tosfos, he doesn't have to pay the 10 gold pieces. Why not? Because that we learn, v'kidashto, l'chol davar shebekedusha, he's first, is merely an asmachta. Ad kan divrei Tosfos v'Arosh. Ubipashtus, their kavana is that the din of Ikidashto is bechlal not a chiyuv min haTorah. And so understood bipshitus bedaitam in the tshuvas of the Ma'arik and Simon Tes. However, the Bach and Yoredeya and Simon Chofches, the Magen Avram and Simon Reish Aleph Sif Katan Dalid, and many others are Tameya, that this is Lahejia against an Ofen HaGemara, the open Sugya in Gittin 59b, that the Gemara asks on the Havamina, that you're giving the Kohen, the first Aliyah, is Al Tzdarchei Shalom, frek the Gemara, Tzdairaisa, Meditana de Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Vikidashto, Leftoach Rishon, Litomana Yof Rishon, etc. Avada Tzedar Din Dairaisa. It's Lahedya Tzdairaisa, so how can Tosfos say that it's merely an Asmachta? The Gemara says, how can you say it's Tzdarchei Shalom? It's Dairaisa! You can't tell me it's an Asmachta. What does Tosfos mean? And the Magen Avraham, like Tzi, the Magen Avraham adds that we see in all the Monei HaMitzvahs that they enumerate this Bipshitus in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So how are you claiming that it's only an Asmachta? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Bekdem, ma shekasher lechora, sheri gam im ze rak asmachta, aval al kol panim mitzvah de rabbanan hi, v'sham bedivrei tosfot atzmam mevo'ar shegam al mitzvah de rabbanan mishalem asara zehuvim ayin sham. Even if you tell me it's an asmachta, okay, but it's a mitzvah de rabbanan, and Tosfos themselves say that for a mitzvah de rabbanan, for snatching a mitzvah de rabbanan, medarf tzolin, you have to pay the 10 zehuvim. Ahein b'zeh b'shach b'choshen mishpat b'siman shin pei bet sif katan gimel, u'b'k'tzot ha'choshen sham b'sif katan alef, u'b'p'tchei tshuva b'sif katan alef. V'im ken, yesh lefotro mishum de asmachtai. Lama yesh lefotro mishum de asmachtai? V'arei sof sof gazal mimenu mitzvah mid rabbanan. How are you trying to patter him? You, Rabbeinu Balei Atos, Rabbeinu Balei Atosfus. How are you trying to patter this snatcher, this mitzvah snatcher, from the 10 zehuvim? Because it's nishkin d'oraisa, okay, but it's an asmachta. For an asmachta, you also have to pay. Not only that, a beautiful diktuk that Tosfus relates only to Rabbi Yishmael, that's cited in Nedarim 62b. This self same Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael is cited in Moed Katan Kof Ches Amad Beis, which precedes Nedarim 62b. He's cited in Gittin 59b. He's cited in Horius 12b. So why is Tosfos only like the Nedarim Samach Beis Amid Beis Tana Debe Rabbi Yishmael when he's quoted in other places as well? Another kasha. The Mordechi in Chulin brings this in the name of the Riva, whereas the Ma'arik brings it in the name of Tosfos Stam, as it is in our Tosfos. But the Mordechi brings it in the name of the Riva. And the name of Rabbi Ri ben Avram, the name of the Riva, the Marik there brings, the Machlokes in the Yerushalmi, in the fifth parak of Gittin, if reading first, being called up first, is Dorait, Doraiser, Derabonon. And he brings there that Hesek concluded Hari ben Avram shehu midoraisa, that the Riva says it's doraisa, and the Ma'arik concludes the lo kein hidas hatosis v'amordechi, but Tosis and the Mordechi don't hold like that. They hold that it's only an asmachta. So this is all assuming that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Avram is the same Riva. Then it would come out that the Riva is contradicting himself, because the Riva, as cited by the Mordechai holds that it's only the Rabbanan. And the Riva, cited by the Ma'arik, holds that it's Doraisa. So if it's the same Riva, then we're in trouble. Because we have one Riva from the Mordechai, that it's the Rabbanan. And then we have another Riva in the Ma'arik, that it's Doraisa. So the Riva is contradicting himself. Mordechai holds, the Ma'arik holds that it's Doraisa in the name of the Riva, and the Mordechai that it's the Rabbanan. V'tshuvot Yehuda Ya'ale Borach Chayim B'Siman Memhei U'tamal Ma Shekatav Arivash B'tshuvotav B'Siman Tzadi Dalet שלדברי הכל ישנה מצוות עשה מדאורייתא של וקידשתו. He says to the Rivash, how can you say everybody holds as a Doraisa וקידשתו? איך העלים עיניו מדברי התוספות והראש שכתבו שאינו אלא אסמכתא? How could he avoid and ignore Tosfos and the Rosh, who hold that it's only an asmachta? How could he say that everybody holds it's Doraisa? That's the kash of the Yehuda Ya'ale and the Rivash, and for this reason the Ma'arik writes in the tshuva that we quoted that we paskin it's only Dirabbanan like Tosfos and the Rosh against the other Rishonim who hold it's Minat Torah. So the Yehuda Ya'ale concludes with the Tzarechi and Gadol. So from this it would appear shebevadai lekulei alma ha-mitzvah midoraita. Really, everybody holds that the mitzvah is doraisa. Like the Rivash writes, that everybody holds that way. However, this is not a din on the Kohen. It's a din and a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be mavdil the Kohen. And this is not a chiyuv on the etzem nesinas hakavod. Because if it was a din on etzem nesinas hakavod, so maybe he would have the right to be makabel this kavod. It's a concept like that, and stuck on other places, v'enikan makomo, that you have a schus kabbalah. You have a right to this, he has a right to this money. Stuck as milashon tzedek, that's justice. It's not charity, it's not a favor. If it was a din kavod shemagia lo, so he'd have his schus to be makabel this kavod. What is it? Ze chiyuv al hamashmaut haba'a mitoch ha-ma'aseh. It's an obligation on the meaning that derives, that emanates from the ma'aseh. In other words, the Yisrael has a mitzvah to be mavdil the Kohen, and he does this by doing certain actions which show that he's muvdal. So there's no schus of the Kohen for that, liftoach rishon, because of this mitzvah. It's not a schus on the Kohen, of the Kohen, but rather it's a din of the Yisrael alone to fulfill his obligation to separate the Kohanim. And therefore, somebody who snatches from the Kohen his first bracha, yes, he was mevatel his mitzvah, but he didn't take anything from the Kohen. Ve'en kol siba sheyishalem la'Kohen asara zehuvim. There's no reason that he should pay the 10 zehuvim. Because he was mevatel his own mitzvah, he didn't take anything from the Kohen. That was magia la'Kohen. That was that the Kohen was coming to the Kohen. He didn't deny the Kohen his rights. So therefore we asked, I even derabbanan you have to pay 10 zehuvim. Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because here he's not taking anything from the Kohen. He doesn't have to pay him anything. The only thing is, look in the Gemara Nedarim. In the Gemara Nedarim, we bring from the pasuk, "Uvnei David Kohanim Hayu." V'chi Kohanim Hayu, asks the Gemara. Nah, they weren't Kohanim, but they're Chachamim, and therefore their din is like a Chacham, is like a Kohen. Ma Kohen notel barosh, af Talmud Chacham notel barosh. Kohen takes first, Talmud Chacham takes first. And then the Gemara says, Kohen minalan. Etc. That's the Gemara Nedarim. As shem medubar b'schut haTalmid Chacham letboa. He has rights there. Amar Rava, Shari Leil Tzurba Merabanan LeMeimar. It's mutter for a Talmud Chacham to say Tzurba Merabananana Sharu Li Tigrai Bereisha. I'm a Talmud Chacham, I want you to be done my din first. In other words, here he is demanding his rights. He is a din tviya. That's the only Gemara that we find this when quoting Ratana de Rabbi Shmuel, that here there's a tviya, here there's a demand. And this is learned from Kohen. As lichora mevoar mizeh, shekenu gam etzel haKohen anotel chelik barosh, danu shu zchut de Kohen, shekem shekenu etzel Talmid Chacham dialif mi Kohen. So lichora it's a zchus Kohen, just like it is by a Talmud Chacham who's derived from Kohen, and therefore he has to pay the 10 zehuvim because he snatched up the zchus. So this Gemara should be a source that he have to pay the 10 zehuvim, because here we're talking about the rights of the Kohen, like we talk about the rights of the Talmud Chacham, and not the Rivar rights. De'ahi de'nedarim asmachta be'almahi be'yalfuta de'talmid chacham mikohen. No, says the Rivar, that of nedarim is an asmachta, learning a Talmud Chacham from a Kohen. And the din of a Talmud Chacham is a completely different din, because a Talmud Chacham is a din schus, but it's not like that with a Kohen. And therefore, even though b'vadai shede'oraitahu b'kohen, avad it's a din d'oraisa, the rival, it's not a steer in the rival. By a Kohen it's d'oraisa, and it's an often a sugyan gittin. Aval schut letle la Kohen lo mid'rabanan v'lo mid'oraita. But a schus the Kohen doesn't have, neither derabanan, nor deoraisa. And farenfer to all the kashas that we ask. It's not a steer in the riva. Because the riva holds that midin v'kidashto it's deoraisa. However, when is it derabanan? It's derabanan when deriving a Talmud Chacham from Kohen. That's an asmachta. That's what's an asmachta, because there are no rights. You can't derive the Talmud Chacham from the Kohen because there are no rights. The Kohen has no rights to demand, whereas the Talmud Chacham does. That's an asmachta. And therefore you're not paying the Asara Zehuvim, even though even for a Dimitza Derabanan that you snatch, you have to pay Asara Zehuvim. Because that's only when you snatch something that belongs to someone else. But when it doesn't belong to that other person, and this Aliyah doesn't belong to the Kohen first, it's a din on the Yisrael. It's not something that the Kohen can demand. And therefore he can't demand payment when it's taken away from him. And the Rosh in Chulin, Perek Zayin, Simen Ches, and the Mordechai in Chulin who brings the Riva include Asmachta ba'almahu k'molito mani yafarishon de'ein yochol l'gvoise b'veizdin. Now what's the Asmachta? It's an asmachta, like taking the first mana yafa, like taking the first portion, getting the first aliyah. That's an asmachta that he can't collect it in Beis Din. That's the asmachta. Avada to give the coin the first aliyah is min haTorah. And the asmachta is that he can't, he has no rights to demand it. That's the asmachta. When you learn a Talmud Chacham from a coin, it's different because the coin has no rights to demand. Talmud Chacham does. That's the asmachta. But be'etzem adin, it's no avadit daraisa. So this lashon of the gvosa bebeisin says exactly what we're saying. It's talking about his schus, his rights. And in fact, in the tshuvis of the Maram Shik and Simon and Tess, and in his Sefer Al Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvahs Ayin Reish, he also writes Bekavanas Atosvus Shiraklin and Tashlum and Lakoen Mishum Deles Leischus Begavei, because he has no rights in it, and that way it's an Asmachta. And he there says other things, but based on what we're saying, Tosfos is mamish beautiful. Everything makes sense. So, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we covered some very important material in this shiur. And we saw Yesodos Niflaim, or Yesod Nifla, and we have a velt more to say. So my only request is that you stay tuned. Mirtz Hashem B'li Neder, there's hopefully more coming. And I thank you so much for listening. And we should be zocha lilmod ulam ilishma las lakaim kol bei sama torasa biahava. And we should never forget the klal gadol that sof davar hakol nishma et elokim yira veet mitzvotav shmor ki ze kol haadam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.